So what we will do is the afternoon will be inviting various people special guests of course, Ajahn Mahaprasert, who has Ajahn Mahaprasert, and who's been supportive since before there was a physical monastery. Of course, the representatives from City of 10,000 Buddhas, who their former abbot, Master Xuan Hua, donated the land that got us onto this physical spot. It's about an offering of about 125 acres of land. And then Sangapala Foundation purchased adjacent property, which is the one, this property that has the house on it, had the garage on it. That was another, together, 125 there, not quite that, but it was all 250 acres altogether. And then about 5 years later, our next door neighbor, Mary Curran, just before she passed away, offered their land, her land, and it was 30 acres, and that is the Casa Serena, which is the women's accommodation now. So the and Ajahn Mahaprasert knew Peter and Mary before the monastery was established, and used to come up and do retreats on the land, take time away from his duties in Fremont and in the Bay Area. So it was wonderful, serendipitous connection that was made. And of course, we'll invite Father Damien, who's got here long before we did. Their monastery is directly adjacent to us, and they have 250 acres of land. Holy Transfiguration Monastery. It's a Ukrainian uniate tradition, and we've had a wonderful a relationship with our Christian neighbors. It's very heartening. And then we'll have various former and present Sangapala board members give some reflections, recollections, and they, and because it was really Sangapala Foundation's vision to want to have a monastery in the Ajahn Chah tradition, Thai Theravada, here in the Bay Area, and and it was their vision. And it's one thing to have a vision; it's another thing to actually work for it. And many people helped and made it happen. And so that incredibly grateful for all those people who've helped, and there's many that are here today. And the last but not least, Ajahn Amaro will close the afternoon with some reflections, recollections. He usually has something to say.
We'll be done by midnight.
Maybe before we begin, there's a received an email from Reverend Hung Shur. I'll read it before we even begin, before we invite Ajahn Mahaprasert. So it's a Because after that, it'll be real people rather than the... Reverend Hunksher is one of the senior students, disciples of Master Xuan Hua, and I've known to our community for a long time. And so that... wrote an email to Dear Dharma Brothers, Ajahn Pasano and Ajahn Amaro. I wanted to share my feelings as the 20th anniversary of Baigiri rolls up in the next few weeks and Venerable Ajahn Amaro returns to Northern California. Now, he just sent this to us. We asked permission to read it out at the gathering. He was okay with that. I wish I could be at the celebration in person, but such is not to be. My quest for a resident visa in Queensland, he's in Australia, rolls over on June 6th, and I must be here to renew it. My physical presence is required, or else you can be sure I would not miss the anniversary party. From the time I accompanied Venerable Lumpa Sumedho down to West Covina to receive Master Hua's offering of the mountainous acreage, to today's flourishing expansion of the monastic campus and its fostering of a northwestern branch, I have felt only joy as our two communities have grown and matured together. The historic aspect of the northern and southern traditions, mutual sympathy and harmony is one important reason for my joyful feelings. But what truly fills the heart are the brotherhood of the Sangha and the relationships shared from monk to monk that grow and mature over the years. I have sat among the certifying Sangha on the open-air mountainside platform on numerous occasions, and then have welcomed the Abhayagiri monks into the Berkeley Monastery on many a Tuesday night. Then the next day, I have brewed coffee and tea for the monks in the dining room while our Wednesday morning Tai Chi class performs, quote-unquote, monkey walking backwards beside our breakfast table. The northern expansion of Abhayagiri into Pacific Hermitage has allowed our Sangha to experience alms round among the residents of White Salmon, who have made the sharing of food with Ajahn Sudanto and Kurun Damo, among many others, part of their daily routine. Over 2 decades, both at City of 10,000 Buddhas and in the Bay Area, our sharing of such events as interfaith and intra-Buddhist retreats, speech-making on public holidays, visits by dignitaries from Thailand and Taiwan, a ready ear for counseling on challenging pastoral issues in the communities, have enriched and sustained the doubtless. The most important aspect of our friendship that I celebrate is the emphasis on cultivation of the Buddhist teaching as the heartbeat of our communities. I get great strength in my inner practice and in my representation of the Dharma out in the world from the truth that our founders, Ajahn Chah and Master Hua, took cultivation of the Dhamma Vinaya as the sine qua non of the monastic life. Brahmacharya practice, the following of the Pratimoksha, and the sharing of the Dharma are the mainstays of life on Fearless Mountain and the CTTP. With this foundation and practice and respect of the path to the deathless and the Bodhi resolve, I'm certain we can look forward to another 20 years of fellowship and joy as neighbors in the Buddhahood of Central Mendocino County and throughout the Dharma.
That's his version of neighborhood.
That's his version of neighborhood, yes. The Buddhahood.
Buddhahood is a special term for Mendocino.
Yeah. The neighbor Buddhahood of Central Mendocino County and throughout the Dharma realm. Please accept my congratulations and those of all the monks, nuns, and laity of the Dharma realm Buddhist Association for your outstanding 2 decades at turning the Dharma wheel of Baigiri. Welcome back, Dharma brother Ajahn Amaro, and may the Buddha's light gain and brilliance from Baigiri's continuing work in keeping alive the Buddha's vision of the right Dharma flourishing again. Peace and Dharma, Hunksher. Oh, it's very beautiful.